ahead and get started with public comments, which we have none. And now the secretary's report.
Yes, so the secretary's report for the April minutes was distributed last week. Any comments, concerns, questions? Any motion? To approve?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
All right, commandant's report?
Well, we are in the throes of May in a high school. There are 1.7 million things going on all at the same time. Trying to wrap up all the exciting stuff we have going on this school year, all good stuff. On my commandant's report, I did include all of the dates that we still have on the calendar of things that are going on. So if you're looking for something to do on Wednesday evening, we have our academic award ceremony. May 29th is our bell ringing for our seniors that take place on the 29th at 8:30 a.m. June 4th is graduation. I did send out the official invite to board members. If you could please RSVP, let me know how many tickets you need, that'd be great. I think it would be great if we could get the overwhelming majority of our board to attend this year. I received notification that the Secretary of Ed, Cindy Martin, will be attending our graduation, which is great. But I do know that there are some charter schools that aren't as fortunate as us, that don't have as dedicated board members as we do. I do know that Secretary Ed will look to see how many of our charter school board members are there. So the more the merrier. So please let me know if you can make it. Our two guest speakers for the graduation this year are the actual CO and XO from the very first DMA graduating class. Mike McCann, who is State Officer of the Year, will be one of the speakers. He's got an amazing story. He was actually responding to a call on Route 1 one day and got shot in the face. His story is amazing. Our other speaker is Andy Sinclair, who's a very successful businessman. They took a tour of the facility. They got to meet the current XO and CO. It was great to watch them talk about like what their job was like when they were here at DMA versus what they're doing now. They had lots of cool reminiscing moments talking about how there was no parking at DMA when they were here. They actually had to park at Banning and then walk over here. Mr. West was along for the walk because he was one of their classmates. So,
remember those days.
Very, very awesome human beings. It's great to see our DMA alumni out there setting the world on fire. So we'd love to get more of those alumni in, get them participating in DMA events. We hope that this is like the tip of the iceberg for some of our social media efforts that we're going to make next year. So we feel like this is a good step, first step. June 5th is our end of the year staff luncheon. That's 12:30 at Big Fish Grill if anybody wants to come. We're in the throes of final exams for both seniors and underclassmen. Final exams for seniors is next week, which seems hard to believe, but that's happening. And then underclassmen the last week. In the last couple of weeks, we've had a bunch of strategic conversations with some of our cadets that may be on the brink of potentially not graduating. We have one in particular right now that we're having a lot of conversations with, trying to get them across the finish line. But we've also been talking to underclassmen as well, making sure that they're where they need to be academically so they can set themselves up to be in a good spot for next year. Requested sports update. I don't know if anybody saw, but our current physical education teacher, Mr. Tom Beto, we hired him from St. Elizabeth's. He had worked there for many, many years. He was their baseball coach. And word got to our baseball coach that he actually had 399 career victories as a baseball coach. And so our baseball coach let him be the interim baseball coach for one day so that he could get his 400th state victory, which was great. Great publicity for the school, the sports program, the baseball program. All the kids love to see Mr. Beto get out there and get his 400th win. So it was a real good moment for the baseball team and for our school.
What if they lost?
What's that? They did the first one, Chris.
It was a double header.
Yeah, we did. We tried it at Middletown. It didn't go well. So luckily, no, they beat St. George's. That was the game they lost. It was to the one that he was the interim for. The Middletown game, they lost 10-5.
So he left St. E's with 399 wins.
Correct.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, in his defense, like he's a great guy. He's been such a great hire. He, in all honesty, the easiest game on our schedule was St. Elizabeth's. And we did our state wrestling championship recognition at that game.
Okay.
So we had a bunch of kids come. It was really a great event. And our baseball coach, who's also a St. Elizabeth's graduate, who played for Coach Beto, was like, we should do it against St. E's. And Mr. Beto was like, that's not good. We're not going to do that. We're gonna do it against St. E's. Which was the right thing to do. So kudos to him. Kudos. That was awesome. We got a lot of good publicity. There was a big article on WBEL. There's another one. They came. It's not out yet, but someone from Delaware Online came, and we got interviews with Coach Carey, Coach Lewis, Coach Beto. So that should be in Delaware Online in the next week or so. So that was a great story. Baseball team's having a good season. They're headed for a state tournament. That's going to start up next week. So we're kind of waiting to see where their seedings are. They still have a couple games left. Softball team made the state tournament. They play against Wilmington Charter School on Tuesday of next week, I think. Is that when it is? Is it tomorrow? Tomorrow or Tuesday? All right, that might be. That could be true. It goes fast. The boys volleyball team made the state tournament. Unfortunately, they got a first round exit. They got a tough draw in round one. They lost to Odyssey. It was very good. But I did receive a fantastic photo of the DMA and Odyssey boys volleyball teams all playing basketball together before the game started. Like they were waiting for school to end, and I guess the Odyssey volleyball team got dismissed early and our boys got dismissed early, so they were like hanging out waiting for like the volleyball events to get set up and stuff. So they just like started playing basketball together, and their coach sent us a message saying, what a great sign of sportsmanship, DMA boys, Odyssey boys hanging out together prior to this big game. It was awesome to see. Both lacrosse teams finished over 500, but were like the very last team not to get in. They just missed it on percentage points. So neither one of those guys got in, but they had a great season. And then we had our track and field team compete in the state championships last weekend, and Chris Keller, one of our cadets, is the state long jump champ. So that's a really impressive feat by him as well. So we're wrapping up the rest of the spring sports season. That's almost come to a complete. Completion, and most of our time now is getting geared up for next year. Working on the budget, working with Amy and Deb on academic planning for next year, getting the students scheduled in, or the cadets scheduled into their classes for next year, and all that kind of good stuff. So that's what we're spending the majority of our time, other than going to all these things that are filling our calendar at the end of the school year. So that's the Commandant's report. I'll hand it over, and then, unless anybody has any questions. Yes, sir.
Not a question, just two comments on that. All the events that were mentioned, graduation, we have RSVP to, I think, spring, you know, and also the staff luncheon. We have determined a headcount on that, so we're planning to attend. We need to let me or Mrs. Taylor know to determine a headcount.
Thank you, Chair.
All right.
They're letting me know about the graduation, and then I'll let
you bring that.
Yeah.
All right.
Cap Bates.
Name science report.
We're wrapping up the school year also. Instead of March Madness with May Madness, U.S. Coast Guard Sector Delaware Bay had a field trip there last week. Also had a field trip to Merchant Academy in West Point last week. It was very successful. We have a C-130 plane this Wednesday out of Newcastle Airport. We're also taking the choir again over to the VA Medical Center. Us to come back and visit. This Wednesday is our final outdoor formation. We do a chief's pinning ceremony, 18 new chiefs, and we also will do a change of command for the resident.
So that's this Thursday, right?
Thursday is the senior breakfast.
Yeah, we're actually collecting uniforms. Any senior that everybody has multiple uniforms, so they're turning in any uniform but the one they need for bell ringing and graduation on Thursday, senior.
graduates walking in their uniform earned?
Yep. That's the only one that they're keeping. And then actually, to try to save that, the NSI staff, some time and effort over the summer, we're offering a next day drive-through drop-off.
Cool.
So Cap Bates got some funding from the Navy for dry cleaning, so we're offering the seniors the opportunity to just drive through the DMA parking lot, hand us their uniform, we'll take it, and then they can head down to the beach. We're trying to make it as convenient as possible to get all of our stuff back so that Captain Bates doesn't pull out
his hand. After graduation?
The very next day. Yep.
That morning.
Yep, that morning.
Friday morning.
So we'll be out in the parking lot.
So cool.
Yep.
Okay.
So we're trying.
Hopefully we'll get a lot, most of it back this Thursday, and then we'll go through and send whatever we need out to the dry cleaners. So we have some money for that. So I figured that was kind of the hindrance in the past. They're not dry cleaning. And I would study the tickets when they came back. I would be looking at the tickets, like, okay, I forgot who just gave me this. And then I'd look at how much it was. $78, $80, $90. I'm like, they're like spending $100 to get everything dry cleaned.
$37,000 get a little bit better on estimating that. Okay. The other two items I wanted to mention is I looked at subtotals for the categories operations and maintenance expense, and the subtotals for admin support, professional services, and contingency reserve. But I looked just back at the subtotal for operation and maintenance expenses. It looks like we're currently over our full year budget by about $90,000. Okay. This is mainly due to higher energy costs. So you're seeing that everybody's talking about higher energy costs. We're paying for it. Equipment repairs and that final payment on our sewer project. So this may be the only time, or one of the last times we speak of this, until we go to the audit, and maybe we'll talk about it more time, but that is in that category too, and caused this to be over our budget. Okay, one of the factors. When you look at the admin support, professional services, and contingency reserves subtotals, they're all expected to come in under budget. We haven't touched the contingency reserve, okay? So we reserve there, but it hasn't been needed, not on board. Okay? There's no other items of revenue or expense that have unexplained material variances to the budget. So comfort in that fact. Every time I have a question about what's the difference, Ken or Dan provides us an explanation of where that is. To give everybody an idea of where we are with the year-to-date surplus, as of April the 30th, we are $1.63 million in a surplus. Last meeting, we had $2.3 million in surplus. So we're working that down, and that's what we expect to happen because we collect all that revenue in the beginning, and then we incur most of our expenses. Not most of our expenses. Our expenses are incurred kind of evenly throughout the year. All right, a couple more items. Keep everybody live in here. Year-end expected surplus or deficit. So last month in April, we had a deficit. Just for if I'm looking at the only the month totals, we had a deficit of about $657,000 just for that month. Okay, if that same thing happens for the next 2 months, now there's a lot of going into that, right? The expenses got to stay the same. The revenue, we collect $133,000, we have to collect about the same there. We would be projected to end the year at $310,000 in a surplus position. Why I think that's great, and that's excluding the loyalty and longevity program, which is the bonus program for our staff members. I think that's good. I do caution that, as you know, those are variables, and I can't really just use that last month as a. It gives us an estimate, sure, but it's probably not as accurate as some other things. So I do think we'll be in a surplus, which is great for us. The last couple of years we have not been. So I'm happy to see that. Let's see, the last thing I had to talk about. Any questions at this point?
On the capital reserves, what is the amount that we account for monthly?
Right. So monthly for the year, I think it's $175,000 in total.
That doesn't
for capital
do
reserves.
Much for us, right?
Well, it comes out of our P&L and goes into our capital reserve at the state. And then we pull from the capital reserve when we need money to do capital projects.
And I know we talked about this before, but like, how often do we do property condition reports and stuff like that, so we know like the age of the roof? I mean, the school has been in operation for like 20 years now, right?
Yeah.
And the average life of the roof is about 20 years.
Right. So I talked to Ken. Ken brought it up in their finance committee meeting that he's been working with the head of the repair and maintenance, our maintenance group, about trying to come up with a minor capital projects kind of budget.
Right.
And trying to get that.
Because it would be horrible if it all comes at the same time.
That's right.
Yes.
Right.
Agreed.
Yeah. So I think that is probably one of the areas of the school that we need to look at, is that completing a capital budget as well as an operating budget. So we have an operating budget. So let's look at a capital budget and kind of itemize these things that are.
Are we required to have any kind of like a projection like that as a school?
We're required to have, I think, enough money from our salaries for, what's the state law again, 3 months? Something like that.
But nothing for facilities. They don't require us to do any kind of.
So we're kind of in a unique situation where if you were in a traditional public school, you would
have money specifically allocated to you for that. So we don't get that money allocated to us. We're required to kind of save for it. So in our savings, Ken, what do we have at this point?
And capital reserve, we got about $550,000. So we don't really tap into that $75,000 into that each year. So it is for that rainy day. So people feel at the same time, we're not scrambling and tapping into our operating funds for the year. So we do have that cushion. We're in the process of putting together a minor cap budget and have that put together with a 3-year plan to take care of all the replacement of things like paving, parking,
right,
and things like HVAC, and all those types of things. And that's exclusive of this $500,000 that's in the capital reserve fund. So
okay,
we can move forward with those projects, completing several projects this year, 27, 28, and 29. If the roof should collapse in that time, we still have over $500,000 in there, and that's not all of our reserves. That's just specifically for capital repairs, so we could continue the minor cap projects, we could repair, reduce, and still continue to operate without impacting the operating budget.
Do we know what the useful life of the roofs that we have are?
So our insurance company comes out and they do give us an estimate. There is still time left. We had to go through a thorough insurance audit last year. So that's something that we do. I think
we assessed everything that we want to get. We don't just want the insurance company's plan. We want to have an assessment done so that in addition to the minor cap plan I just put together, we want to put together another plan based on, you know, what a professional.
If you need me to introduce you to an engineer to do a property condition report, let me know.
Yeah, if you could forward some information.
Yeah. I mean, I require it every time somebody finances something.
Yeah, because I mean, we'd rather, similar to the other things that we're doing, something like we'd rather get ahead of it.
Right, because they'll tell you, like, what is their immediate need, what is 1, 3 years, 5, 7.
And not have all these major things.
I know, because when you said 75,000, I said nothing.
Well, it accumulates quickly. You don't have to use it. You know, it's not significant in a 1-year span, $75,000. But when you can accumulate it year over year,
right,
not tapping into it, now we have a nice cushion so that if it costs us $250,000, we're good, and we still have plenty of cushion in that reserve fund.
Yeah, this will take care of it later. They'll do the useful life of the HVACs, the pavements, all of that stuff.
In total,
that's that,
and
half a million, right?
5.2 million.
Oh, 5.2 million. And we keep that with the state?
Yeah.
Like any interest earning?
They're required to. So
you're bringing up a good question.
Yeah.
18 grand.
Yeah.
In interest per month.
Per month, okay.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
That's only like, I think it's 2.5%.
It's not that high.
But I might be wrong.
I mean, this is a good conversation to have because one of the things that we will start to have to answer for eventually is if we have all this money earmarked for capital improvements, as a school, the state doesn't love to see that we keep hoarding money. Like, we have to kind of get to a place where what number do we feel comfortable as a board and as a school keeping in our reserve fund instead of keep socking away for a rainy day. We don't have any expansion projects underway, like we don't have any land that we're looking to purchase or expand, you know, and build and all that other kind of stuff. So if the state were to say, like, why do you keep building up your reserves past 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever number we get to, like, we kind of have to have a good explanation when they come asking or when we're going to spend this money.
I think if we do a property condition report, that will take care of that, and then they will notice stuff that I don't know if we need to change the electrical paneling or any kind of stuff like that. I mean, it's only 20 years old, but
we do. Like, those things are going to need to be done, for sure.
I don't know. Would we be interested in getting, like, a solar panels? Because I don't know if the government still gives rebates for that.
I actually just went to a
big
long meeting about that. I don't think that would be worth it anymore.
Okay. And it wouldn't reduce our cost, operating cost, because you sell it back and they sell it for a higher price. I mean, we have a ton of roof.
Yeah,
we do.
So I'm going to make a motion.
I just have one more thing.
Oh, go ahead.
loyalty and longevity 2026 program. That, like I said, that's the staff bonus program. Historically, you know, the school has given these out to staff members based on the policy, the longevity and loyalty program policy. And it's to kind of reward the staff members and retain them here. You know, I'd look to maybe approve tonight a maximum amount. I would like to, when we go into executive session, discuss those amounts and then come out of session if we can and approve a maximum amount, which would give Dan the flexibility to allocate these bonuses out before the end of the year. And I can give you guys a little bit of color on what was done last year on amounts and things like that. Okay. And then that is all that I had for the treasurer's report.
Make a motion to approve treasurer's report.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, Finance Committee.
It's going to be quick. Okay, the Finance Committee met on May the 13th, and we reviewed the financial statements we discussed today. Talked about a couple of other things. Ken brought us up to speed on the minor capital budget that's going to be done. And the CBOC is scheduled to meet May the 20th, so that's this Wednesday, and review in January through March transactions. And that is all for the Finance Committee.
Cool. Cheryl's not here tonight, so I don't think that there's going to be an Academic Excellence Committee report unless she shared that with somebody. Okay. There was a pretty robust one last month. Governance Committee, I don't see Ryan. Okay.
He's traveling.
Yeah. All right. No report. And then Ad Hoc Committees, fundraising /
we're going to meet next month. To catch up on like social media and such.
Cool.
Dan and Andrea and I talked last month. We kind of gave a little bit of a report. Since then, we've agreed to meet before the June meeting. Mr. West, in the meantime, just had a meeting with our webpage designer to kind of share what the plan Jen and Andrea put together, and we're going to try to match with our DMA homepage as suggested by Andrea and Jen, like how to roll out all these things together.
Cool.
So we got the wheels turning.
Excited to see it. All right. Any old business? Hearing none. Any new business? Hearing none. I'm going to make a motion to go into executive session.